name is Tyhese Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to improve your self-talk in 5 key steps. So first things first, it's really important to recognize where negative self-talk comes from. And negative self-talk is essentially the result of painful past experiences that imprinted your subconscious mind in a certain way. So anytime we have a lot of negative emotional past experiences, emotion can really sort of like penetrate the subconscious barrier, can really imprint the subconscious mind. The more intense the negative emotion, the stronger the imprint can be. Also, the more repetitive the experience, as long as it's an emotional experience, also the stronger the emotional imprint will be. So if you, for example, have a really critical parent growing up, somebody who's constantly saying, this isn't good enough, this isn't done right, you need to do more of this, that's not proper. You know, the repetition and emotion of that experience as a child is likely going to create a really strong subconscious imprint where you feel not good enough, or maybe you feel unloved or misunderstood. And so whenever we've got these strong emotional imprints, these beliefs about ourselves because of the repeated experiences we had in our life, or the really intense experiences we had in our life, this sort of becomes our story of ourselves at a subconscious level. And without our own conscious awareness, it also becomes our subconscious comfort zone. So we get really used to repeating these same stories back in the relationship to ourselves. You can imagine in a way that you can almost internalize your parents or caregiver or coaches or mentor, or whoever you were around a lot in your life. It's almost like you internalize part of them, and that becomes your own internal dialogue in the relationship to yourself a lot of the time. So we tend to get these imprints, and this can also be from like really critical and intense relationships we have in our like marriages growing up, in our adult life, things like this. So anything we're repeatedly exposed to with a strong emotional component often literally becomes our the way we treat the relationship to ourselves, the way we literally treat ourselves, period. So there's 5 steps you can take to start like rewiring this and changing this if you're realizing that your negative self-talk is not serving you. And especially if it's like a little bit exhausting, or it feels draining, or it's diminishing your self-esteem. And it's really important to recognize before I give you these 5 steps that literally our self-talk is what creates the seeds of everything in our life. It's what creates what we believe we're capable of doing, what we set out to do, what we self-sabotage versus what we go after, what we show up for consistently, what we enjoy, what makes us feel empowered and seen and important. Like literally our self-talk affects everything. It affects our career, it affects our relationships, romantically, with friends, with family members. Literally it spills into everything. It creates part of the perceptual worldview that we have of both ourselves and other people. And so when our self-talk is not in our own hands, and when we don't have a good relationship to our self-talk, then we don't really have a good relationship to ourselves. And so it's really important that we get clear about this and rewire this. And by the way, I'm traveling a little bit today, so if you see me in a different location and it's confusing, that is why. So step one, if we want to create change, you have to first realize the impact, of course, of your negative self-talk. I really want you to ask yourself, when I make mistakes or when things don't go my way, how do I communicate to myself in my mind? How do I think about situations? What's my internal dialogue like? And how would I feel if somebody else treated me the way I treat myself in these situations? Spoke to me like I'm speaking to myself in my internal dialogue, okay? And step two becomes, write down and figure out the patterns about how you treat yourself when things aren't going your way or when you make a mistake. So for example, do you find yourself telling yourself, oh, I'm stupid, I'm an idiot, I can't believe I did that? And how would you feel if somebody else spoke to you like that? And maybe you find instead of the patterns are you putting down your own appearance, your body, the mistakes that you made in life, beating yourself up if you're late for something, telling yourself that you're going to be abandoned and alone forever, or that you're unlovable. Like, try to notice some of these patterns and literally where they come from, okay? Really important to do. And then I want you to ask yourself, what must I believe about myself for me to treat myself this way? Okay, really important place to take inventory and actually look, okay? And then step three, I want you to create a cognitive reframe. So now that I'm on this step, what can I do instead of treating myself this way? So if I'm always, for example, putting down my appearance or my body, maybe instead I can say, oh my goodness, I really love all the things my body does for me, all the ways it shows up and allows me to live my life and create things and hug people and connect with people and gets me wherever I need to go. And instead of, you know, it doesn't have to be about, like, if you have, for example, some really big challenges with body image, which I'm going to put a course out about this, because I literally get a lot of questions about this as of lately. If you have a lot of challenges or pain points there, this is going to become like you being able to take a look. And it doesn't have to be that you are like, oh, my body is perfect and you're embodying that. But how about I can love my body unconditionally? I can appreciate all the beautiful, powerful things that my body does for me on a daily basis. And if you're struggling to like really accept your body, that's a great place to start. Okay. It's just in the appreciation. Anyway, so you're creating a cognitive reframe, right? Like whether it's about your body, whether it's about your mistakes that you made at work, you may have a reframe that says, I made a mistake and I've been showing up really well and working really hard and it's okay to make mistakes sometimes. So you're creating like an empowering statement that's not to pretend like there isn't a mistake or to deny that something isn't the way that you like it. It's to accept that you are still worthy, still deserving of being kind to yourself, of having compassion, of showing up for yourself anyways. And so you're going to create a cognitive reframe around those major patterns for where you find yourself beating yourself up in your internal dialogue with mind. And then step four, you want to really repeat and feel about this. This is a really important part of subconscious reprogramming. And by the way, if you want to do a deep dive into like how to reprogram your subconscious mind, we have an amazing course on this that you can get started by clicking the link below, and it'll give you access to all of our courses for 7 days. And that course is the subconscious reprogramming course. And there's 21 different tools in there for you to do a deep dive into subconscious reprogramming patterns and really understand the way your subconscious mind works and how you can really create major shifts, because for change to happen, it has to be at the subconscious level. So in step four here, you'll repeat and feel about this cognitive reframe regularly. You can make it a part of your morning routine, evening routine. It can be something you do throughout the day. But basically, the more evidence you find for why this is a reframe and really feeling the emotions behind that reframe, why you're deserving of accepting yourself despite making the mistake that you did, why you are worthy of love and you will stay connected to people in your life instead of I'll be abandoned. The more evidence you have, evidence helps speak the language of the subconscious, because the subconscious doesn't speak like English, for example. It speaks through emotion and imagery. So the more you're feeling about these things, the more you're imagining images that pertain to these things, the more you're allowing this idea or concept to really reach your subconscious mind, which is where it needs to reach so that the other stuff stops coming back. And then step five is to really commit to this for at least 3 weeks. Research shows that it takes 21 days to create new subconscious programs, and they can become wired more and more deeply into our subconscious or sort of to the depths of our unconscious mind over time as well. So the more we do this, the more we feel about it, the more we commit to it and we're consistent, the more we can transform our self-talk altogether. So hopefully this makes a whole lot of sense. You can check out that subconscious reprogramming course by clicking the link in the description box below, along with all of our 44 other courses we currently have. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next video.